Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more.
Today I'm speaking about how you are more than just a logo. Branding is often reduced to a logo, a colour scheme, or a well-designed website. And we all know, yes, I can all hear you saying, but brand is much more than that. But real branding, as we all know, goes deeper. It's how you conduct yourself, how people experience you, and how they feel after an interaction with you. As a small business owner, you are your brand. Whether you're at work, attending an event, engaging online, or simply out in the community, your actions shape how people perceive you and your business. A business owner's reputation extends beyond their products and services. It lives in conversations, interactions, and impressions, whether that be fleeting or everlasting. Your daily actions define your brand, and sometimes more than any marketing campaign ever could. So let's get into this a little deeper. Your personal reputation reflects your business. Unlike large corporations or organizations, where sometimes the CEO is rarely associated with the brand, small business owners are their business. Whether customers interact with you or simply hear about you from others, their perception of you directly impacts their trust in your business. This is a positive experience that shaped my view on personal branding and, you know, owning your own brand. 20 years ago, don't do the maths, in my first year of tourism and visitor services, I attended a Tourism Victoria conference in Melbourne. It's probably more than 20 years ago. One of the keynote speakers was Martin Lindstrom, a Danish branding expert. He wasn't like any other speaker I had seen. He was animated, engaging, and constantly on the move. His presentation on marketing and branding was just not insightful, but electric, pushing the boundaries of traditional business talks. He just didn't stand on the stage, you know, like all the others do up at the lectern and read from their notes and be very superficial. He was pushing out. He walked through the audience, he interacted, he asked questions mid-presentation, and he made his message feel personal, like he was talking to each one of us sitting in the auditorium. During his question and answer session, his expertise with global brands was evident. He answered with depth, humour, and absolutely authenticity. I was fortunate enough to meet him a bit briefly. He shook my hand and said, "Stay motivated and stay authentic." That moment stuck with me. Authenticity is everything in branding. To this day, yes, I have all his books, I follow his work and admire the brand he has built. His brand isn't just what he says. It is who he is and how he makes people feel. And I think that's the power of personal branding. It's not about what you're selling. It's about how you show up. First impressions and lasting memories. Now, a single interaction can define how people see you for years to come. You may only meet one person once, but it's that impact of meeting that can linger forever. If they walk away feeling respected, inspired, or valued, they'll associate that feeling with you and your brand. But what happens when a meeting goes the other way? A negative experience that changed my perception of someone I'm going to share with you now. And over the years, I've had the privilege of photographing various government ministers and VIPs. One individual who shall remain unnamed was always pleased with my work, often commenting that I made them look great in photos, a difficult task when they were always mid-speech or deep in conversation. At one point, I was given the rare opportunity to shadow them for a full day, capturing their work in action. It was very fast-paced, dynamic, and an honour. A few years later, I crossed paths with that person again, but they'd now retired from public life. Expecting a friendly reunion, I greeted them warmly, only to be met with abruptness, indifference, and dismissal. Now, it's not that that person didn't know who I was because they said, "Hi, Sam," but the contrast was striking. Here was someone that once valued my work, and yet now they had no time for even a simple hello. It was a reminder that brand consistency matters, whether you are working or you're not working. The way you treat people at your peak should be the same way you treat them in any phase of life. Ironically, I came across a photo of this individual asleep at a NATO assembly console back in their career. It was a sobering reminder that no title, past achievement, or self-importance makes somebody better than others. Yep, and I laughed when I saw that photo, and I think they're selling it for about $400 or $500. That made me chuckle even more. Kudos to the photographer that captured it. So what is the lesson? Well, apart from, you know, Sam being bright and bubbly and trying to be nice to everybody, maybe I should slow that down a bit. No, that's just how I am. But it's really for me around ego and inconsistency damage of your brand. If you act differently based on status, power, or personal gain, people notice and they remember forever. Authenticity. Your brand must match your actions. People can spot inauthenticity instantly. If your business claims to be friendly, approachable, customer-focused, but you act cold, dismissive, or self-centered, the disconnect becomes your brand's biggest weakness. And I have seen businesses like this. Fabulous businesses, amazing staff. But the owner is, I don't know, I want to say away with the fairies, but they're distant, they're cold, they don't make that effort to, you know, say hello to everybody. You know, they're short, dismissive, grumpy almost. And I often think, oh God, shudder. You're only as good as your people, but if the boss is not setting that example or leading by example, it can have huge, significant brand impacts. And I have seen businesses go to their knees because of it. So what does this look like in real life? Here's a couple of examples. A builder who prides himself on craftsmanship but rushes jobs and cuts corners. We've all seen it. A consultant who claims to care about clients but never follows up after a meeting. A business owner who presents as approachable online but is really rude in person. And I've seen it. So your personal brand should be that extension of who you truly are, not a curated persona. Your words, your behavior, and your values have got to align. And I know this is a hard one because we all have good days and bad, and people can be a little entitled at the best of times, bit of a leftover thing from COVID times. So your brand exists 24/7. It's not something that you put on like a coat when you're working and take off when you're done for the day. Although when you work from home like me, you know, after 3 o'clock, I can be nasty to myself because it's only me I've got to worry about. Everything you do online and offline affects how people see you. And, you know, there's nothing worse than when you see a local business owner using their personal account on socials to pull somebody else down or to make a really horrible comment, and you think, oh my God, that's going to make me think twice about engaging with that business. So how does this affect people who see you? Have a think about it. The way you treat staff at a restaurant matters because people see that. If they think you're rude to the staff or the team, how do you interact with your clients? How do you actually respond to customer complaints? Even unfair one matters. You know, I've got a couple of clients who occasionally get customer complaints, and I'm always in awe how they respond. They respond with dignity, they acknowledge the complaint, and if they're at fault, they say, we're going to do better. As I mentioned before, what you post on social media matters. It's one of my pet peeves. I see people being nasty online and I think, oh God, damaged brand. How you engage in your community matters too, from, you know, simple interactions in the supermarket or the butchers or, you know, watching kids play at little aths. You know, you've got to understand that a brand is built not just in the big moments but in everyday small interactions. People do business with people they like. Let's face it, it is all about that connection. You know, if that salesperson is genuine and, you know, meets you with a smile, looks you in the face and says, how's your day going? But they actually care. They're not just saying that because they're reading off a script. You know, it's really beyond the price or the product quality. You know, people based on trust, familiarity and connection. You know, when we have things that need to be replaced here at home, you know, my partner and I always have a chat about who we want to support. You know, is there a business in the community that has gone above and beyond and might be able to help us in this instance? Or are we going back to a business that every time we've asked them for something, they've gone above and beyond? We haven't expected that. We've not wanted that, but they've done it and it has left a lasting impression. Or is it a salesperson or the owner who we just genuinely like because they're doing good in the community? And this is where you get to. If people like you, they will choose you over competitors. They will recommend you to friends. They'll almost become a mini brand ambassador in a way. They'll forgive any minor mistakes that business owner may make or their team makes, but they will be there for the long term. They'll support your business long term. On the flip side, if you treat people poorly, they will not just stop supporting you, they will actively warn against others doing business with you. And I've seen that in a couple of organizations that I'm involved in, you know, where we'll talk about at a committee level, you know, getting three quotes and, you know, a series of names will be put down on paper, you know, who are we going to approach, you know, and people will bring in their personal opinions about that business. Oh, you know, I'm not keen on that business. You know, I got a quote from them and they were five times as dear as other people. Or, you know, it might be, you know, they were rude to me or they were rude to a neighbor or they didn't deliver on time or there was a hiccup and they handled it badly. So you have to think about that. Consistency is key. So this is a cornerstone. A strong brand requires consistent messaging and communication, consistent behavior in customer interactions, and consistent values in decision making. Your brand shouldn't be a guessing game. People should know what to expect from you every time. If you want to be known for quality, trust, and integrity, these are the traits that must be evident in everything you do, offline, in person, in business hours. Fixing a brand reputation mistake. Oh my God, this is so true. Nobody is perfect. I fudge up things all the time. When I look back at some of my business mistakes over the last 25 years, I shudder and I think, oh God, you didn't handle that well, or that I didn't see that coming, or, you know, if I do this again, what will I do better? Nobody's perfect and mistakes happen. But how you handle them matters more than the mistake itself. So this is a couple of just minor steps to rebuild trust. You need to acknowledge the mistake. You can't ignore it. If you've fucked up, you're fucked up. Apologize sincerely, not defensively. Take corrective action. Show that you've learned from it. People will go, wow. Wow, you've acknowledged it, you've apologized, and now you're going to take steps to correct it and make sure it doesn't happen again. And people do respect that honesty. They respect that growth and accountability for more than perfection. And a lot of the times, that will turn a client into a long-term client. So in wrapping up today's episode, the final thought I have is own your brand. Live your brand. Your brand is not just your business. It is you. Everything you do shapes how people perceive you. Every decision, every interaction, and every word you speak either reinforces or weakens your reputation. Jeff Bezos is widely quoted as saying, "Your brand is what other people say when you are not in the room." It's a powerful idea. But let's take one step further. Integrate it into what you do. According to Forbes, effective branding means there are no other people in the process of brand communication. When your branding is rooted in authenticity and everyone who interacts with your business experiences a message that is consistent, genuine, and positive, then your brand isn't just something people talk about. It's something that they feel and trust. So, if you get anything out of today's episode, ask yourself, when people think of you, what do you want them to say? So you need to make sure that every action, every interaction, and every decision aligns with that answer. Because at the end of the day, you are your brand. Till next time, cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.